It's going over at Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 51 from Houston, Texas. And it's going over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Chris Myers from Fox is about to sit down with us. Probably talk a little more baseball with him than anything else and get his thoughts on a variety of topics. Before we get to him, though, I want to make sure we support our sponsors like the Cajun Cook-Off. Bold flavors of the Big Easy are coming to St. Louis on Saturday, February 11th at Soulard Market Park. Mardi Gras presents the Cajun Cook-Off. Famous New Orleans chef Jada Cody joins Mike from Sugar Fire, Tom from Salt and Smoke to teach you the secrets behind great Cajun cuisine, and they'll even let you taste what they are teaching. Get ready for interactive cooking demos, free food, open bar, and boot-stomping live music. Get your ticket in advance and save $10 for a limited time only at stlmardigras.org, stlmardigras.org. Fred, you know that I was born south side of Chicago,
yes.
And Frank Thomas is my favorite player of all time. Nobody has done more to help with my dream of trying to get Frank on the show than this man right here joining us now from Fox Sports. He is Chris Myers. Chris, what's going on?
It's good to be on with you. The big hurts have got a big heart. He's a good guy.
I still have not gotten him. He is my white whale.
We're gonna try to reel that in.
Okay. I know.
So I will give you my cell and
I have it. I have.
You didn't.
Yeah.
You got it. When you see the MLB whip around and I'm on with Frank, you got to text me that night and I'll make sure that I put you in touch with him. I've had to share dressing rooms with him before, which is another. Locker room's one thing.
Have you ever tried on one of his coats?
I used it as a tent when I went camping, and he'll be upset after his. He's slimmed down a little bit, but he's a great guy.
We were talking yesterday. We had Jim Leyritz on the show yesterday, and we were talking. He had played golf that morning with Jonathan Ogden. And we were talking about how big of an individual Jonathan Ogden was, and we were trying to think of some of the biggest guys in Major League Baseball. He obviously saw Randy Johnson. How in the world did I not say Frank Thomas?
Yes,
that was gigantic.
That would come to mind. And still moved well. But he could have been a tight end. He talks to me. He made the right call, obviously, in that career to put up the numbers. And Chicago in the World Series, not his old Chicago team.
Right.
But he still got to enjoy that a little bit.
Chris, he did. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I know we're a bit of a time crunch here, and I got into radio broadcast, oh my gosh, I was 18 years old, so 2003, and I grew up obviously watching you and taking in a lot of your work, and there are just a couple ones that I'd really like specifically ask, like, how difficult was it, like, 89 during the earthquake or 96 during the bombing at the Olympics? And you've just been a part of the most major sports stories in the history of my whole life. You are the voice of my sports coverage.
Well, thanks for pointing. And you hate for those things to happen, but I began in radio, and you try to learn reporter skills so that whatever sport or whatever situation you're in, you can respond and handle it, and you can also throw in the first Daytona 500 I did with Fox.
Yeah.
We had Dale Earnhardt crashing and dying. Here's a guy who's a legend in the sport, losing his life. So what you do, that earthquake World Series, I guess what we like about sports is that it's live and unpredictable, and usually somebody wins, somebody loses. So it takes on a different scale when it's a news event. And that earthquake, we didn't know. I was in the. We thought, okay, we survived it. And then you see in the distance smoke, and you realize the carnage, the damage that took place. So you want to report on it, tell people about it, so they're informed. And the Olympic bombing again at the time at Atlanta. You thought, okay, there could be other problems there. We didn't know how safe people were. Thankfully, it wasn't that bad. But you just try to, and thankfully the technology is there where we can get a camera and a microphone in a place where we can tell people about what's going on as it's happening. But, yeah, those far exceed in a different way. When you talk about covering a World Series or a Super Bowl, right, these are off the chart.
Yeah, and, I think if you talk to a lot of people in St. Louis, they would say that you were part of another tragedy recently, the Cubs winning the World Series.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Rams moving from St. Louis to Los Angeles, too. Those are two tough ones. And let me say, too, not only from the World Series, but I was a Rams fan before when they moved, even though I didn't grow up in California, and then they moved to St. Louis, so I always appreciated the team. The St. Louis fans are great sports. I've been there for Cardinals World Series. They're great sports fans. It was never their fault, okay? I don't want anybody to blame St. Louis as a sports city. I think everybody knows now what the ownership wanted to do in the league or whoever, but that was out of their hands. I mean, I see other situations that's going on in Oakland, San Diego. Yeah. I mean, how sad is that? The Chargers are playing at a soccer stadium in Los Angeles because they couldn't get a deal done in one of the great cities in San Diego.
Chris, before we let you go, we know you got some other hits to do. Who are you here with this week?
So Fox Sports, obviously, yeah. Super Bowl, right, on the New England sideline, and helping with Low T, which is a center where we want people to just get checked. I'm big on preventive maintenance. If your energy level's down, go to lowt.com. They have locations all across the country. And, they'll help you with testosterone if that's what you need. But make sure you stay ahead of it so that you can have the energy to do the things you like to do.
You said you're on the New England sideline?
Yeah, I'll be on the Patriots
side. How did you and Aaron Andrews decide you had to flip a coin?
No, she gets to choose because Aaron Andrews is with the regular crew with Joe and Troy during the year. I do play-by-play with Rondé, Barber, in the booth.
Yeah.
And then in the playoffs, I join the crew. So that's how that works. But she was on the Packers sideline before when Atlanta won. Some teams get superstitious, but I think she may have been concerned a little bit about how things might unfold with the Patriots. But look, history could be made with Tom Brady. I mean, for a quarterback to get his fifth ring, I think it ends the argument about best of all time, at least in the Super Bowl era.
Chris, we appreciate the time. I look forward to talking.
You got the number
soon.
Now. You see Frank Thomas with me. You text me right away and remind me, and I'll get him on with you. Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it.
That's fun stuff from Chris Myers. What a voice on that guy. As well, good talking with him, Chris Myers of Fox. Does everything that they need him to do there at Fox, covers all the sports for Fox. Hey, STL Tax is my tax guy, Jim Coates. That's who he is. STLTax.com is his website. Go to the man that's been making taxes easy for me the last 6-7 years. Give him a call, 314-645-1614. That's 314-645-1614. Or go to him. His location is, he moved from Brentwood. Now he's in South City, 8128 Gravoy Road. That's 8128 Gravoy Road. STLTax.com is the website. My guy, Jim Coates, STL Tax.